If you've tried to hire someone lately to build a brick wall or rewire your house, chances are you've ended up on a waiting list. It's a common experience all around the state and the country these days, as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
Right, this story is by Tiffany Holland, a reporter with the Roanoke Times, who spent some time with the local building construction workers, the Home Builders Association, to talk to contractors about the problem they see. That basically what we've seen in the last 20 years is a great increase in the number of people who go from high school to attend a four-year college has left a dearth of trained electricians, carpenters, roofers, the kind of people that are needed often, but they're now no longer available.
The obvious effect is that people can't get repairs and projects done as quickly as they'd like to. But there's something else, David. At a time when the economy is expanding, this is putting a limit on how much some companies can grow.
Jay Golden, the president of TBS Construction in Manita, said, you know, every company here would be growing if they could just find employees. The contractors are saying that we've almost lost a whole generation of skilled tradesmen just because of the attitudes being that blue-collar work is really not a good career. But in fact, people are doing quite well. The people who have these skills are in tremendous demand.
Those contractors say we need an attitude change. They think it should start in the schools. They're hoping apprenticeship programs now underway in Roanoke, Richmond, and other school divisions can be expanded. If you have an EasyPass device on your car and money in your account, you get a cheaper ride on Virginia toll roads than people who pay the old-fashioned way. That is, of course, unless your EasyPass has been canceled by the state. And David, that's been happening lately.
That's a story by Jordan Biscal, a reporter with the Virginian Pilot. A story about a fellow named Monroe Nash in Virginia Beach. He had $22 on his EasyPass account, but when he tried to use it, he was charged extra. Because unbeknownst to him, the state had deactivated his EasyPass account for lack of use. Turns out that Virginia is one of two states that use EasyPass that can automatically suspend accounts where no one's used it for more than 6 months. It's got others who rarely use them kind of concerned, not even sure, you know, that uncertainty you have when you go through a toll bridge or a toll road, whether you're actually going to get charged.
In letters to the editor and other places, some people are saying they didn't know about this policy. But if you look at the user agreement that everyone presumably receives, about halfway through, there it is.
The agreement, it says, if you haven't used the account in 6 months, the account's subject to termination. The state explains that maintaining an account actually costs money, and that cost of the service could grow if you had too many inactive accounts.
So the lesson here, I suppose, is always read the user agreement. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.